Braja Janaranjana. Hey Jasoda na 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 Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banacharya. Jayo Radha Kunja Bihari. Jayo Radha Kunja Bihari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhu. Pad Prabhupada. Jayo Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Kacharya Asto Tadastasisimad Abai Charan Anavinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Primse Goho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Dwaiti Gadad, Harsh Vasti Gaur, Bhakta Brindaki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopina, Shamakun Radha Kun, Giri Govardhan Ki. Shri Brindavindam Ki, Shri Mayapur Navadipdam Ki, Shri Jagannath Puridam Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Jamuna Mai Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Tulsi Maharani Ki, Samavita Bhakta Brinda Ki, Shri Nitai Gaura Primanandi, Shri Shri Gornitai Ki, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Brinda Ki, Gaura Primanandi, all glories of the assembled devotees, all glories of the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. And glories to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga, Hari Hari Bo. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This morning we'll read from chapter 12 of the Madhya Lila, entitled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. And in the beginning, there's a description of the chapter. So we'll read that first, and we'll read the verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In his Amrita Prabaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes this chapter as follows. The king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, tried his best to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees informed the Lord about the king's desire, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not agree to see him. At that time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan, and he sent a piece of the Lord's outward garment to the king. The next day, when Ramananda Roy again entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the king, the Lord, denying the request, asked Ramananda Roy to bring the king's son before him. The prince visited the Lord dressed like a Vaishnav, and this awakened remembrance of Krishna. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the son of Maharaj Prataparudra. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the Gundicha temple before the Rath Yatra took place. He then took his bath at Indradumna Lake and partook of prasadam in the garden nearby. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the temple at Gundicha, a Gaudiya Vaishnava washed the lotus feet of the Lord and drank the water. This incident is very significant, for it awoke within the devotee ecstatic love. Then the son of a Dvaita Prabhu named Gopal fainted during the kirtan and did not come to his senses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu favored him by awakening him. There was also some humorous talk between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu during prasadam. Advaita Prabhu said that Nityananda Prabhu was unknown to anyone and that it was not the duty of a householder Brahmin to accept dinner with a person who is unknown in society. In answer to this humorous statement, Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied that Advaita Acharya was a monist and that one could not know how his mind could be turned by eating with such an impersonalist. The conversation of these two Prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, carried a deep meaning that only an intelligent man can understand. After all the Vaishnavas finished their luncheon, Sarup Damodar and others took their prasadam within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure when he saw the Jagannath deity after the period of the deity's retirement. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was accompanied by all the devotees, and all of them were very pleased. So this is text number one. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way, he made it as cool and as bright as his own heart. And thus he made the temple a befitting place for Lord Krishna to sit. All glories to Gaurachandra, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srinivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed towards me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Gaura Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door. When the Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and he went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, the Lord will never meet the king, and if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then said, we shall go once again to the Lord. But we shall not request him to meet the king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good character of the king. Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not utter even a single word. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, "What have you come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason?" Nityananda Prabhu then said, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, still we are very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this. Unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant." Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing ivory earrings. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." There is a purport by Srila Prabhupada. In India, there is still a class of professional mendicants who are very much like the gypsies of Western countries. They know some magical art and some mystical processes, and their business is to beg from door to door, sometimes pleading, sometimes threatening. Such mendicants are sometimes called yogis and are sometimes called kanapata yogis. The word kanapata refers to one who has put a hole in his ear to wear an earring made of ivory. Maharaj Pratibhruta was so depressed by not getting to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he decided to become such a yogi. Ordinary men think that a yogi must have an ivory earring in his ear, but this is not the real sign of a yogi. Maharaj Pratibhruta also thought that to become a mendicant yogi, you had to wear such an earring. Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes, full satisfaction. He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart." Hearing all of these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally, he wished to speak some harsh words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can understand that you all desire to take me to Cuttack to see the king." And there's a purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is naturally the reservoir of all kindness, and as soon as he heard the statement made by the king, his heart immediately softened. Thus the Lord was ready to go see the king even at Cuttack. He did not even consider allowing the king to come from Cuttack to Jagannath Puri to see him. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind that he was ready to go see the king at Cuttack. Apparently, it was never expected that the king wanted to see the Lord at his place. But by way of being externally harsh, the Lord indicated that if all the devotees so desired, he would even go to Cuttack to see the king. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "What to speak of spiritual advancement? All people would blaspheme me. And what to speak of all people, especially this Damodar, would chastise me severely. I shall not beat the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give his permission." Srila Prabhupada's purport. From the spiritual point of view, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see materialistic people, especially a king who is always engaged in counting pounds and shillings and pence. Indeed, the meeting between a sannyasi and the king is always considered abominable. A sannyasi is always subject to public criticism, and a small fault on his part is taken seriously by the public. People actually expect a sannyasi to preach and not take part in any social or political matters. If a sannyasi is subject to public criticism, his preaching will not be fruitful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically wanted to avoid such criticism so that his preaching work would not be hampered. It so happened that while the Lord was talking to his disciples at that time, the devotee Damodar Pandit was present. This Damodar Pandit was a very faithful devotee and a staunch lover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But whenever there was anything that might touch or taint the character of the Lord, Damodar Pandit would immediately point it out, not even considering the exalted position of the Lord. It is sometimes said that fools rush in where angels dare not. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out Damodar Pandit's foolishness in coming forward to criticize the Lord. This is why Lord Chaitanya stated that if Damodar Pandit would give him permission, he would go to see the Lord. There was deep meaning in this statement, for it is a warning that Damodar should not dare criticize the Lord anymore, for it was not befitting his position as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered the guide and the spiritual master of all the devotees living with him. Damodar Pandit was one of them, and the Lord rendered Damodar Pandit a special favor by warning him, "Do not criticize me any further." A devotee or a disciple should never attempt to criticize the Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. This is a nice example of the loving relationships between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees in Jagannath Puri. Srila Prabhupada says in his purport here that the Lord was the spiritual master or the guide of all of the Vaishnavas. We have read that there are relationships in this world, and Srila Prabhupada has so nicely explained that relationships in this world are a perverted reflection of relationships in the spiritual world. Meaning relationships within this world are generally based upon some bodily needs or some selfish desires. Here we all have bodies that are composed of the three modes of material nature. We all receive these bodies due to different modes. We're forced to enter into different bodies according to different desires and different modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, "Karanam guna sangosya sadasad joni janmasu." The cause of continued material existence is guna sangha. We're always associating with these modes of material nature. And Srila Prabhupada would so nicely explain, there are three modes of material nature, and then he would say, 3 times 3 is 9, 9 times 9, 81, 81 times 81 is for the mathematical brains. But so many different combinations of these modes, they wrap up the jivatma, they entrap the living entity. And Sri Krishna says that because of that sangha with the gunas, sad asad joni janmasu. He says that we're packed into the wombs of different mothers, sometimes in good species of life, sometimes in bad species of life, and we take our birth in that way. But that is not the position on the transcendental platform. It's explained that on the transcendental platform, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna in the spiritual world, all of Sri Krishna's associates in the spiritual world, their relationships are based upon pure love. Or an exchange of pure love. So Srila Prabhupada says here that whereas there are different relationships that one may have with the Lord in the spiritual sky, there was one relationship that all the devotees in Jagannath Puri had with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that was, he is our master. Everybody was the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even there are instances where Nityananda Prabhu, he would loudly proclaim, in Advaita, he would loudly proclaim, we are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are the servants of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our safe position in life. So this Maharaj Prataparudra, he was a great Vaishnav. He was a great devotee. He was a pure devotee of the Lord. And he wished to have darshan of the Lord's lotus feet. This is the aim and this is the objective of all the devotees, to have the darshan and the service of the Lord's lotus feet. But because Prataparudra Maharaj, he was the king, Lord Chaitanya forbade him to come into his association. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm a sannyasi. I should stay away from materialistic people. This Prataparudra Maharaj, he is a king. As Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, these kings, all they're interested in is counting money all the time. These kings, all they're interested in is plundering different nations. How can I associate with such a person? It will become such a criticism if people see me associating with this king. How is it that it can be done? And Maharaj Prataparudra, he was very clever because he's a devotee. He could understand that the devotee of the Lord is more merciful than the Lord himself. That the devotee of the Lord is willing to take every risk. So he said, don't go to Lord Chaitanya himself. He has already forbade me. Go to the devotees. He wrote this note, letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, this is the clever way to do it. This is the correct way to do it. Make the appeal through the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are Vanchakalpatrubhyascha, Kripasindhu Bhavyacha. They're like desire-fulfilling trees. All of us, we have that experience in our lives. Our lives were miserable, but at some point we came in contact with a Vaishnav. And that Vaishnav put us in contact with the Param Great Vaishnav, Srila Prabhupada, and then everything changed. Everything changed in our lives. Srila Prabhupada explains this phenomenon, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, even if you have a neophyte devotee, if that neophyte devotee is chanting Hare Krishna with the faith that Krishna and his name are non-different, that neophyte should be understood to be a pure devotee of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada says, and if such a neophyte pure devotee, he uses a term like that. This is one of those funny things. If such a neophyte pure devotee will preach to other neophytes and give them the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of Sri Krishna's holy name, they will become pure devotees also. We have that experience. We were looking in so many different ways. Then we came in contact with a Vaishnav. And a Vaishnav preached to us. And because of the preaching of the Vaishnav, he connected us to Srila Prabhupada. And being connected to Srila Prabhupada, we started receiving the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we started receiving the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Prataprudra Maharaj is very clever. No, you go to the Vaishnavas. Make my appeal on behalf of the Vaishnavas, that the Vaishnavas will go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they will beg, how can the Lord not respond to the humble appeals of his pure devotees? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict. He heard the appeal. When he heard the appeal, within his heart, he was satisfied. Externally, he was harsh. Lord Chaitanya was oftentimes like that. It's like we were speaking the other night with Giriraj Swami, and we were speaking the other night with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. We were talking about and we were speaking with Dravida Prabhu the other evening in San Diego, how Rupa Goswami, he escaped from the service of Hussein Shah. And then he went and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he received divine shiksha from Lord Chaitanya. And then later, Sri Rupa Goswami, he went down to Jagannath Puri, and he joined Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates in Jagannath Puri. And when he went there, Lord Chaitanya was having his sabha. He was having his assembly in the evening. All the great Vaishnavas were there. Haridas Thakur was there. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there. Sarup Damodar was there. Ramananda Roy was there. All these glorious stars of the galaxy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Param Vaishnavas. And this new devotee appeared. This new devotee was Sri Rupa Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya introduced Rupa to each and one of the glorious Vaishnavas. And then he wanted Rupa Goswami to recite poetry. Because Lord Chaitanya had seen one verse of Rupa Goswami. And he'd seen that that verse was absolutely full of nectar. So in that assembly, he wanted Rupa to recite, but Rupa was very shy. He was a Vaishnava, meaning that he had that quality of dainya, or humility. That's like the essential quality of one of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, always humble and meek. So he was saying, recite, Rupa. Tell your poetry to these Vaishnavas. And Rupa, Lord Chaitanya couldn't get him to recite. The Lord Chaitanya is very clever. He turned to Ramananda Roy, who was also an expert writer, and he knew all of the scientific laws of composition of Vedic drama and literature. He said, you get him to talk. You get him to start speaking. So then Swarup Damodar, he said, what is your Nandi shloka? What is your introduction shloka? And he was asking these different technical questions, and because they were both writers and composers, they sort of bonded with one another. And then Rupa started answering the questions by reciting beautiful verses. And when he would recite these verses, all the Vaishnavas were like, ah, ah. They just couldn't believe what was coming out of the mouth of Rupa Goswami. It's like every verse that came out was just sort of like, you know, knocking the ball right out of the park. Lord Chaitanya looked and he said, please recite that verse. Recite that verse about the holy name of Krishna. I read some verse you wrote about the holy name of Krishna. Rupa Goswami, he began reciting. If Dravida Prabhu were here, he could recite it also. He's a... He was doing that the other night in San Diego. He was driving us all mad. You know, we were like... We had a kirtan going to like 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, experiencing Rupa rap, you know. You know, he said he's the original rap artist, Rupa Goswami, you know. That verse that said, how much nectar is contained in the two syllables Krishna? When I simply hear these two syllables, Krishna, when that sound crosses my ears, immediately I wish to have a million ears. When that sound touches my tongue, I want to have a million tongues. And when that sound enters the core of my heart, my mind and my senses become inert. They become perfectly controlled and I enter into a deep state of concentration on Krishna. How much nectar is in those two syllables? Rupa Goswami recited that verse. All the devotees were very pleased. And then Lord Chaitanya, he looked up. He said, please recite the verse that describes your Istadev. And so when he recited, when he looked at Rupa Goswami looked down. He was shy. Please recite that verse. And then Rupa Goswami looked up. He said, Anarpita charim chirat koruna yavatirana kalao samarpaitam unatta ujvala rasam sabhakti priyam hari putata sundara. What is the final line? He said, may Sri Sachinandan, he is arisen from the ocean of the womb of Sachimata. He is the Karuna avatar. He is the most munificent and merciful incarnation of Krishna because he has appeared to distribute what no other incarnation ever gave before, and then is Unata Ujvala Rasa. He has appeared to give the moods of loving Krishna that are experienced in Goloka Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that verse, externally, he became angry. Why have you recited such a verse? You are reciting nice things. You are reciting so many good things. It was like an ocean of nectar. Now you put this bitter drop of alkali in the ocean of nectar. Why you have done? But inside of his heart, Lord Chaitanya was very satisfied. So in the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied that the Vaishnavas were making appeal on behalf of Prataparudra Maharaj. But externally, he was saying, no, he is a king. I cannot associate with the king. And then Lord Chaitanya was very clever. He said, I will only accept to see this Maharaj Prataparudra if Damodar gives me permission. Because Damodar Pandit, he had a very sharp tongue. And it's not because he was a cruel person. It's only because he loved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much. Was it Damodar Pandit who... There was one instance, there was a Brahmin lady in Puri. Was that Damodar? There was a Brahmini who was a widow. And she had a son. And that boy loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very much. And that boy, he used to come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya would give him Mahaprasadam. Lord Chaitanya would pat him on his head, give him mercy. And Damodar Pandit would chastise severely, "Why you're doing this? Why you're doing this?" Lord Chaitanya, he's just a boy. What is the problem to show some kindness to a boy? And he says, he is a boy. He said, but his mother, Lord Chaitanya said, yes, his mother is a widow. And she's a Brahmin lady. Damodar Pandit says, yes, but she has one serious defect, this woman. Lord Chaitanya said, what is her defect? He says, she's very beautiful. And if you're showing kindness to her son, people will say, oh, what is going on between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Brahmin lady? Damodar Pandit would do like that. You can imagine. Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of the universe. He's the super soul in everyone's heart. He's Shad Aishwarya Purna, but this Damodar, he would chastise the Lord. Very strict. He did so out of his love. At any rate, it's going to explain here, we have to wrap up, it's going to explain here that how the Lord gave mercy, or how they showed mercy, is that they took the begging cloth, piece of cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they sent that to the king. Here, you have this. Have prasadam from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya, he called the son of Maharaj Prataparudra, and he gave mercy to that boy, and that boy became a great Bhagwat. But then we know that later, because this King Prataparudra, he showed so much Vaishnav humility. He's a powerful man. He's the Raja. But he showed so much simple Vaishnav humility that he took the broom and he swept the earth in front of the Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. That on the day of Rath Yatra, when the cart was going from the Jagannath temple to the Gundicha Mandir, Lord Chaitanya, he had all of his Vaishnavas there early in the morning. And they greeted Lord Jagannath when Jagannath came from the Mandir. Lord Chaitanya, he divided all the Vaishnavas into different kirtan parties. He made sure that there was good mridanga players in each party, good kartal players in each party, beautiful singers in each party, nice dancers in each party. Lord Chaitanya, he began singing the kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya would travel to all the different kirtan groups singing. And at a certain point, he would turn to the other kirtan leaders. He said, now you all take over the singing. I want to dance. And Lord Chaitanya would dance in front of Lord Jagannath. And he would enact this drama with his arms. And the drama was so beautiful. And it was a drama to attract Jagannath to come back to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and Jagannath was Krishna in Kurukshetra. And it says in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that in that dance drama, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, okay, so you forget about us, and you don't worry about us young ladies of Vrindavan. What about your mother? Your mother never stopped crying. Can you do this to your mother all the time? What about your father? What about your beloved cows in Vrindavan? They've become so skinny. They've become so weak in your absence. Can you do this to the people who love you? Please come home and please just give some mercy. And Jagannath had tried to stop his cart. And thousands of devotees couldn't pull the cart. No, I'm stopping here. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in front of the cart, and that cart would start to roll again. Conquered. Krishna conquered by the love of his devotee. At any rate, all day dancing, they were going towards Gundicha. Then the cart stopped at one garden Balagandhi, I think. It is a place where all the residents of Jagannath Puri, like Odia Baba here, all the residents of Jagannath Puri, they come and they offer sweets and they offer fruit, uncooked food. You know, they give this to Lord Jagannath Dev. And everybody comes and thousands and thousands and thousands of offerings are being made on the cart. And the devotees, they come and they wrap their arms around Lord Chaitanya and they say, Prabhu, you've been dancing for so many hours. Now you should go take rest. Take a little bit of rest now. And they take Lord Chaitanya to the garden and he lays down beneath a nice tree where it's cool and the garden is smelling so sweet and beautiful. Just like you go in front of Lord Jagannath's altar and all these champak and this banana tree create such a beautiful aroma. Can you smell that dancing, Prabhu? You can smell? He's sitting over there. He's saying, yes, I'm inhaling this aroma, so I will have Shakti to dance later on. And Lord Chaitanya lays down and he takes rest. And then Prataparudra Maharaj, he says, now, he becomes very bold. He says, now I will take my chance. And Prataparudra Maharaj, he took out all of his king clothes. He wrapped himself in just simple white dhoti and white chadar. He covered his head up. He went directly to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started massaging his legs, just pressing his legs, pressing his feet. Not only was he pressing legs and pressing feet, he started singing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started singing this Gopi's songs of separation. In Gita, Sri Krishna says that when great souls come together, Sri Krishna says, great souls, their minds are absorbed in me, and I am the goal of their lives. This is Machita Madgata Prana Bodhiyantak Parasparam. When great souls come together, they preach to one another. Katayantas Chamam Nityam. They always like to engage in Krishna Katha. And then the effect, Tushanticha Ramanticha. They feel nourished. Like sometimes you go not taking prasad for a long time. Then you sit down and you take Rukmini Dwarkadisha's nice Mahaprasadam. Ah, you feel so nourished. And then Ramanti, and then joy comes just by hearing about Krishna. So Prataparudra Maharaj immediately, and he's pressing legs and he's singing Gopi Geet. And Lord Chaitanya is sitting there and he's remembering the great devotees. And then he sang the verse. He's pressing legs and he sings the verse. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir ididam kalmasapaham shravana mangalam shimadattatam bhuvigrinantiye burida janaha. And that verse, it means tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. The Katamritam, or the ambrosial talks about you. This is the only medicine for relieving the burning fire of material existence. Shravanamangalam Shrimadattatam, this, or Kalmasapaham. This is the most auspicious thing to hear, and it can wipe away all the miseries of material existence. Kavibir ididam. It's sung by great kavis. And Shrimadattatam. It's the most beautiful, enriched, opulence. And then final line, Bhuvi Grinantiye Burida Janaha. Bhuvi Grinantiye. That means, and these glories are sung throughout this world, Buddhida Janaha, by the most munificent of all personalities. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Prataparudra Maharaj, the person he was forbidding to have his association sing that line, Lord Chaitanya jumped up and wrapped his arms around Maharaj Prataparudra and he said, Buddhida Janaha, Buddhida Janaha, you are the most munificent person because you have reminded me of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, he would be very strict, and at the same time, he was very kind, and ultimately he acknowledged the pure devotion of Maharaj Prataparudra Dev later in this Leela of the Rath Yatra. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Jagannath Swami ki. Gaura Premanandi Haribo.